meeting of the town, Discovery Day to order. I'd like to have you join Vice President Leach and let the leader.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Peace.
Here.
Vice President Leach.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay, I'm going to open up public comments at this particular point in the meeting. Public can comment to the board on anything that is not on the agenda. We can't take any action, but we'd like to hear from you. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comments and go to area agencies, the Sheriff's Department, please.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Very good.
I just went blank.
Good evening.
Once again.
So,
what took place?
I just went blank.
What took place?
Okay, January, we had 479 calls of service with approximately 46 reports that were taken. You can see the reports there in front of you. Besides people living badly and treating each other really bad there, the thing that sticks out again for me is the identity theft. We had five of them listed here for last month. One, the classification 5305 is identity theft. The classification is put the code and put it in there. And just to let you guys know, I think it was in the paper, I just talked to her earlier, she put a nice article out there. And I think people are starting to read it, checking their credit reports because, I mean, today's the third day of the month and we already have four people that called in for identity theft this month for the last 3 days. So the mail theft is starting to follow through with, you know, what happens when you sleep and get your mail and stuff. So, I can't emphasize this enough, but just run your credit check. Make sure everyone should do it right now, just to make sure that it is. We did have one of these, looks like a residential bird there. The good thing about that, nothing good about it, but looks like one of the neighbors has seen somebody in front of the house and was able to get a good description of the vehicle and stuff. So as the officer was responding, we did notice it was pull them over and they did find the bird and stuff like that. And the investigators are working on that now to make the case. So, good thing on that is having people call in suspicious persons, suspicious vehicles, so that we can deal with it.
Yeah, was that somebody threatening you?
With that said, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's, I was going to ask, is there any questions?
If I may, Tony, there's been a lot of talk recently on a local website next door about soliciting and people soliciting at late hours of the night and all hours of the night. Have you been experiencing that? Have you had that, or is that just an isolated situation?
I haven't seen any calls come in. I'm going to be just blunt. People get on those websites and they'll talk to each other, which is great. I love it because they're communicating, but sometimes they forget, hey, when somebody's soliciting, especially at night, there's certain rules, there's certain regulations that they have to follow. If they have a solicitor's permit, they need one. I mean, it's that simple. There's only a few exceptions to people that don't need one. Charity organizations, politicians.
Oh, man, I should have chased the Girl Scouts off the other day with the cookies. Oh,
the Girl Scouts are okay.
Oh, no.
But the ones trying to sell you something, basically, you know, they got to have that there. They're suspicious if they're asking some weird questions, like, hey, I'm so-and-so with Dog Tree Alarms. You got an alarm in your house? I mean, come on. Who's going to knock on your door and ask me if I have an alarm? I'm going to say, I'm not going to tell anything. It's suspicious. Please, don't hesitate to ask these people to leave, ask for their permit, whatever the case may be. But the next call should be the Sheriff's Department. Granted, the officers might be dealing with something else, but the officer could be right there, such as this burglary guy, right? Right there. So if everyone calls, sounds like a broken record, call. You have to call that stuff in, a suspicious person. But if it's a legitimate guy, he shows you a permit. He says, yeah, here's my permit, you know, a solicitor's permit. I'm here selling bottle caps. I mean, you want to buy some or not? No, okay, and it goes on. There's a certain time frame for solicitors. I think I don't know the exact hours. I know it's 8 o'clock or something.
It was posted on Nextdoor.
Yeah.
It was all over it.
But the best advice, if you see that coming through Nextdoor, I don't have access to Nextdoor like you guys do. I can throw something out there, but I can't see the comments, and I can't read what everyone's saying to each other. I just don't have that access, which is good, because I don't want to rely on that.
We could give it to you.
Yeah. They won't let me. I'd have to, you know, buy a house here and put it in that way.
Use a sheriff's association address.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. But then I don't want to be sucked into that whirlpool.
No, you don't. Trust me.
The other way online. But the best advice is just type to everyone. Follow the sheriff's office, 646-2441. Please report a suspicious person, and it will go. Now, there are, in the past, people that have been dropped off in white vans and dropped people off, and they hit neighborhoods with candy, with subscription magazines, anything like that. Call those guys in, please. Our officers know about that, and they've made contact before.
That's the most recent.
That's the ones that we need to, you know,
magazine
kind of really check on.
They're dropping them off in vain. They're actually, I happen to be at my house, I don't live in this house. I happen to be there doing something on Saturday, and the doorbell rang, and I saw the van down the corner. They dropped all these kids off. And they said, and you can't get rid of them. You're very thick skin.
You need to call. You need to call that especially. The last one I called, I think it was about 3 months ago. Zeke is the resident deputy. He works at night. He responded. He ran the guy out. He had warrants out from another state. Obviously, didn't want to extradite, so we didn't want to use so much on that. But at least we let them know that, hey, we're keeping an eye on them. So please call that.
Could you repeat that phone number again? Somebody might call.
Yeah, it's our dispatch number. It's 925 area code. It's 646-2441. That goes directly to our dispatch center. It's the same people that answer 911 calls from your house. The only difference is they give a priority to 911, obviously. But usually within the third or fourth ring, you'll get an answer. Okay.
2441.
Yes, sir.
Did this person get that?
Yes.
Perfect. Big bold letters. I should
put it there because they're really getting late. It's getting really out of hand.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with calling in or letting our officer deal with it. At least find out who they are, get their information, run them out, get a time frame over there, and all that.
Yeah, you know what? I think it just clicked on me that the average resident probably sees it, but they say, well, this isn't really a 911 kind of call, but now if we can get it out even on the home network, this is the number to call, and it's the same people that are sitting right here.
Yeah.
I think that would help the residents a lot. So maybe we can put it on our website, a little something up in our website someplace. Maybe that.
Stop.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, my.
We're on last week's twice.
You mean the white van, the drop-off?
I didn't know, but they came while I was gone, and he was home one day. And within any conversation, the sheriff showed up and told that person to leave. I don't know who called. But then Saturday, a woman rang the door. Also, the community management group talking about that. I wasn't interested. And by the time she got two houses down, the sheriff was there again. She turned around and walked down the street.
Which is good, and that's what we need. We need
she had no tags. Not that she didn't stop in any other houses, but it's incredibly how fast and ironic on my street they showed up that fast.
It really is hit and miss. It's just based off of who's around and stuff. So, I mean, you guys let me know this stuff. I talk to the lieutenant. I talk to lineup. I let the sergeants know. I let the deputies know what the concerns are, so they're going to have a knowledge of what's going on. Okay. So when these calls do come in.
To my next door neighbor, they just told me this morning, he was confronted, I don't know by whom, but that person got mad because he didn't have money.
You got to call that in, especially if they're pushing. All right, guys?
But they did good.
Yeah? Good.
And it wasn't nice having it on next door.
California Highway Patrol.
Not here.
Not here. and the fire department is not here. And the special district report, and we don't have any of those. Mayor, people's office is not here. We'll go to committee liaison reports. Do we have any transplant report?
Not this evening.
Planning permission, code enforcement?
Yes, there was a meeting last week, not much in Discovery Bay. They're continuing to work on abandoned vehicles, trailers and boats and driveways. Otherwise, many of the things that were on the list have come on now, so.
That's great.
We live here, not in other areas.
No kidding.
Special districts, we don't have a report there. We'll go to presentations, we'll go to capital improvement program, manager now.
Thank you. Greg Harris was going to give that, but due to a conflict since the agenda came out, he is unable to do so. He was here and had to run out to another meeting. So we'll get that on the agenda probably for the 17th. It's going to be a pretty heavy agenda, so probably the first meeting in April.
Okay. We're going to move to the consent calendar. We're going to take F4 off of the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll go to item G, the business and action items. General managers.
Rod Atterbury, attorney, is going to handle both item one and number two.
And both item one and two are actually related. As you are aware, unfortunately, Rick has given his notice and his last day is February 19th. As we were in the middle of the process of the class and compensation study that's being prepared, although it hasn't been finalized yet, you have at least a partial rendition that we've provided to you with respect to class and compensation. And we're looking to finalize Rick's contract, to finalize that portion of it prior to him departing, as the board gave some direction to staff with respect to making his compensation adjustment as a result of his review for 2015 retroactive to July. You have before you a third amendment to the employment contract between Rick Howard and the Town of Discovery Bay. The terms are fairly simple and straightforward. It's got section one of the amendment modifying section 3A of the contract to adjust his salary accordingly, making it retroactive from to July 1, and paragraph 2 just indicating of its effective date. Looking for action by the board to approve what will be the final amendment to Rick's contract.
Comments from the board?
Yep.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
6-4.
Yes.
I'll just check. It's a little bit after the fact, but public comment if you could ask for any, if there is any.
Yes. Is there any public comment? No public comment. We'll close that.
We'll count that motion and action as unanimous, and yes. We'll make the changes and get signatures and get it executed.
Is that on item one and two?
Or no, that would be item one. That would be item one. I'll cover now item two, if I can.
Yes, please.
So item number two is a result of Rick's departure. The board has been discussing and in negotiations with an interim general manager, and before you this evening you have an employment contract that has been negotiated with and I am going to apologize because I keep meaning to ask you pronounce your last name for me.
Katsouris.
Ms. Katsouris, to take on the role of your interim general manager. The terms of the contract are before you. I won't spend in the labor going over them, as I know you've had an opportunity to look at them prior to this meeting. And with that, we're looking for an action to approve the contract. As I've indicated, it will be, I am indicating, it's effective on February 1st. So it is being backdated by 2 days to start. She's already been to a meeting as of yesterday with the water issues that you've been dealing with, and I know she was part of a meeting later this evening, and just trying to get it to speed where we still got Rick present and his institutional knowledge. We've asked that it be dated back to February 1st. and it at will. She works at your pleasure, and will help you and through the transition process, number one, and then number two, as we move to secure a new general manager of permanent, she'll help with that process as well. So I'm open for any questions. The terms of the contract are before you, looking for an action for approval of the employment contract.
Any more questions? Any public comment?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
I need a bigger screen. Mm-hmm. A bigger screen.
Okay, we're going to go
page 67.
To the resolution number 2006, be associated with deposit disposal of septic wastewater. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. The item before you this evening is an item that is probably a long time in coming. As you are aware, we operate two wastewater treatment plants, and as we've done some recent improvements to those plants, we are able to accept third-party septic waste from either industrial or commercial haulers. Specifically, residential is specifically excluded from that because we don't know what is necessarily in those tanks when they come to us. Whereas with the commercial and industrial haulers, we have to have certifications that the water or whatever is in there is non-toxic. Staff is recommending that we impose a 10 cent per gallon fee for that service if they're being disposed of at the treatment plant. If they're being disposed of at a sewer manhole, it would be 7.5 cents a gallon. They're all done on flow meters, so they're tracked. The reason why there's a difference between the 7.5 and the 10 cents is because there'd be no wear and tear at the plant facilities. The trucks that come in are carrying 4,000 gallons of water, potentially maximum. Multiply that by 7 point something pounds per gallon plus the weight of the truck. You can imagine that it can do some harm to your asphalt out there. So that was the reason why it's a little bit of an increase on that. We've recently had some experience in this area, as you are well aware. PG&E just completed two projects. One was over in the lakes, and they utilized the sewer manhole process and with a flow meter on their equipment. And then the larger project, they actually brought in a number of truckloads to the sewage treatment plant. So staff's recommending that the board oppose those fees. The board adopt those fees this evening, not oppose.
Any questions from...
Is it typical to have two fees like that? Where did we come up with that?
We just, it's working between plant manager, your district engineer, our staff. We felt that if they're just going to be dumping in the sewer manholes, there's no wear and tear on our facilities, and therefore there would be there's a reduction in terms of damage to our assets versus the actual vehicles coming onto the plant. We had a couple hundred of them come in and out of there, and they did do some damage to the asphalt that needs to be repaired. And that was the reason why that was put in there.
I'm wondering, you list several other agencies that do the same thing, correct?
Yes.
And do they have separate fees?
We did not see that, but that was just to, they may have them, but we only received the information that's relative to dumping at the plant.
Okay.
If you wanted to impose a 10 cents a gallon district wide, regardless of where you do it, that's certainly your, you certainly have that option.
My question is, if someone puts, using one of those sewer manholes, how do we monitor that?
We require a flow meter.
Right, but who's going to be on site to do that?
There's a flow meter. We get readings from the flow meter at the beginning and the end. So, for example, when PG&E did the project out in the lakes,
right,
there was actually a meter attached to the outfall pipe, if you will, as it was going into the sewer manhole. I'm not exactly sure the location of where that flow meter was. Was it at the end, Virgil, or was it at the origination?
Taking groundwater out of a tank, and then it flowed through a 4-inch pipeline or 4-inch tube pipe, that had a flow meter at the end before it went into the sewer manhole.
But right, Bill's question, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If I hear his question, he wants to know, how do we know who's dumping? How do we know when they're dumping? Oh, I know we have a flow meter, but if somebody comes in, when do we?
They have to come and get a permit from us. They have to come in and get permission from us. We have to authorize it. It's right. Not a simple process.
Correct, but what if they didn't? I mean, we know when to come.
There are people that do dump into the sewer system, and that is a problem in sewer systems all over the place. It happens.
Well, we know that's happened because we've had issues.
Had issues in the past. It takes place. This is for the industrial and the commercial type haulers. You get people that will dump in there because they have stuff that they've accumulated and they dump it in the sewer, and that's very hard to catch, but it does happen. That's not who we're after here. We would not allow them to do it. If they came to us and requested it, we would not allow them to do it. They would have to take it somewhere else. It's kind of like the sofa. There's places to dispose of old beat up sofas, but they get dumped on back alleys and dark streets sometimes.
Correct. I guess the question I have is, why would we try to encourage someone who wants to dump water into our sewer system to do it at a manhole versus to actually bring it onto our plant so that we can monitor a little better?
They, in the case of the project that was just finished out at the lakes where it went into the manhole, there were water samples being taken so that we knew that there were no contaminants in the water. If someone just goes and we approve them to do it, we don't know if the water, if whatever's in there, whatever's going to go into that, in the sewer, has toxic materials in it that would then potentially subject us to a notice of violation with the state. So we'd be very careful of that. So we're only accepting water and materials that have been tested. In fact, when the PG&E did the much larger project, they had a van sited on site. That is, every truckload came in, they were sampling every truckload of water.
On their dime,
yes.
Okay, but if somebody's dumping into a manhole, we're monitoring it on our dime.
In the case of PG&E, they also monitor it at their location.
So that would be an argument for just making it 10 cents straight across the board. If we have to sit there and monitor what goes in, that's taking time away from our staff that needs to do that. I don't know.
The other issue, too, is that if you allowing them to dump, say, over the lakes, you've just saved that hauler.
That's right.
The effort of driving all the way to the treatment plant, he's got a cost that he's avoiding. The other thing is you have no monitoring if anybody's, you know, if somebody sees a truck dumping into a manhole, you don't know whether it's an authorized hauler or if it's just Joe Blow in the tanker truck that's doing it.
We don't allow, this would not allow trucks to be dumping. It's only outfall pipes. It's only from a dewatering situation. I don't anticipate this to be happening very often. If they were to drop 4,000 gallons into a manhole, it could potentially back up your sewer system. So that water, especially coming from the lakes, makes its way to the treatment plant, because that would be a huge volume of water at one time.
Any public comment? Seeing no public comment, do I hear any further discussion on the board? Manager Howard.
Just one last thing. With this, staff, along with Veolia and our district engineer, will develop the procedures that will go into effect so that all of the processes that we'll be following, that there's a process for it, so that whenever a hauler comes to us and says, we want to be able to do this, we'll have a permit that we would issue them, and they would have to follow the terms of that.
I'm still scratching my head. Why would we want to do that? Not just bring them into the plant at 10 cents and be done.
I would make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation based on a flat 10 cent per gallon fee, no matter where it's done.
I'm kind of inclined to think that you're going to the plan also.
Well, then there's a motion, modified motion. Do we hear a second?
Yes, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Both?
Aye.
One? Okay. 4-1.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the vote?
4-1.
I'm in favor, but I just wanted to go to the plan tonight, so.
Okay, we'll move on to item number 4, agency comment, land use permit application.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item before you is a application to open Callahan's Ice Cream Cones and Coffee at the shopping center across the street from us. It is going into the location that was previously occupied by Just Roasted. As we have received these in the past over the last number of years, the county submits his agency, interagency request to obtain board feedback relative to that land use permit that's about to be issued. And if the board has any questions or concerns with the application, we can go ahead and forward those back to the county.
Great public comment from the ice cream shop.
Did they send samples?
Where was Just Roasted?
Public comment. Let me drive in the do we have any comments from the
board? The mail salon was now the coffee.
No, so you coffee
was no comment. Okay, I see no comment, so I think it's board feels this would be a great idea. I'm just scratching my head a little bit why the county would worry about trash generating out of it.
It's up against the Sand Bay Isle condos. There's a fence line that butts up adjacent to this space. And
I can see why they would have a concern, but I think the shops are really clean and they would. But anyway.
If the board doesn't have any negative comment, we'll send a letter to that effect as we have done so many times in the past.
So be it. Okay, we'll go to item number 5, the 2016 Parks and Rec event calendar. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This is an opportunity for the board to have some input on the calendar for the community center, our parks, and facilities over the next 12 months, through the end of this year anyway. This has been before you in the past years, and it's an opportunity so as we don't have to bring each and every item to you, each and every event to you as they come up. We get them in one fell swoop, and the attachment lists all the different events and where they're taking place, and what who's benefiting them, and the type of event that it is. So this is more of an informational item for you, and we're looking forward to having board authorize these event, the series of these events.
Does the board have any questions of staff? Is there any public comment? We'll close public comment on board discussion. Any amendments, suggestions?
Same thing.
Good job. Let's keep it active.
One thing we're trying, if you notice real quickly, there's a community yard sale listed on there. That's actually a community center staff request. Monica came up with that, and she's kind of grabbed the bull by the horns. And
she has a bunch of stuff in her garage?
I guess so, but she's going to, and proceeds would sell booze, big community flea market, if you will. And some of the proceeds would go to the community center.
No, I love seeing the calendar full. As much activity as we can generate here, the more effective we are in being able to make this a better community.
Do I hear a motion? Do we need to have a motion on this?
We do.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. We have a calendar. Is there any informational items to see?
Before you go there, if something does pop up that's not on this list that needs to go to the board, obviously we'll come back to it.
Correct. Presidential report. I have nothing to report. Any director's comments?
Yeah, I do. I guess the fire department didn't want to show its face today, but it's not Hugh's fault. The board, in their infinite wisdom, did vote 8-0 to approve a $337 fee for all emergency, medical emergency trips. If they show up at your door, they're going to send you a bill for $337. The board, 8-0, it's unanimous. There's 9 members of the board, one person was in there. So it was unanimous, 8-0. If in fact, that is what they're going to do, which is going to make it very difficult for them to get the funding that they need to get to continue to operate the fire district. So it doesn't pay. I'm an eternal optimist, but even I'm looking at it going, not a good picture. Not at all.
Very strange. Very strange. I would agree.
I'm speechless too.
It's very strong, surprising with that.
There he is. It would be odd you put aliens on the board at one time. Amazing.
Back to me. Was that on my tape?
Yes.
Also, fire board idiots, it's on tape.
Now you're repeating. It's also on tape.
The good news is nobody's disputing.
Well, on a more positive note,
yes.
Last night I had the opportunity to serve as a judge for the Byron Delta Lions High School Speech Contest.
Right.
I want to tell you that the kids in this community are pretty sharp, pretty bright. I was very impressed. Secondly, I had a comment from a couple of the Lions members that were wondering if it would be possible somewhere on town property to put up a sign for service clubs, for the Lions Club, for the Chamber of Commerce, for other, similar organizations where they could put, their logo and perhaps when their meeting times on are and so forth. Many cities have them. I'm not sure where it would go. They weren't too sure. They was wondering if it was something that the town of Discovery Bay was considered.
Yeah, we used to have one down by the steakhouse.
That's not the orange one.
If it perhaps would be appropriate for the landscape and parks committee to look at it and see if it was a way we could accommodate such a feature.
It would actually be a good idea.
I would entertain a proposal from them on that. I think that would be a good idea. I'm sure that they would probably come up with the cost.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with it, and I would, in lieu of us trying to figure out where they might like one, why would we get back to them and let them say, form a committee and bring us a proposal, a location, and if they're paying for it and all that, would be great.
We might have to get some juice from the county depending on where they want to put it, because some of that is county's land, but we will advocate on that behalf, on their behalf,
right,
for that.
Yeah, if there's a permit or something like that, we can work through all those things, but let them tell us what they think.
And I think, Virgil, in storage somewhere, I think we have all the medallions that were on the old sign, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. I know it used to be at the old Wellforce site.
Right.
Since day one, with all the various service clubs in Discovery Bay over the area. That sign, the post got rotten down. We stored it.
I think we have it.
And it's not there anymore, but I'm not sure where it's at. But the service sign, if you were coming into Discovery Bay, was right next to the intersection of Furwood, which goes to the first golf course entrance there. And then we have a local well site there that the Lions is renting from us. And it was right there in that grass area.
So if I understand staff's comment, you're positive that the medallions are no longer at that location? Or
I won't say positive, but I'll probably say 90%.
I can go out there and verify. It appears that the service club will get new signs anyway, so I think they may be around, so we may be able to tell them that we have some of those already. Yeah, and they could either use those or get a new one for them. They could get one of their creative guys to put a new sign again. Okay, thank you. Okay, any other director comments? State of the town Saturday night.
What, you stole my phone?
Start at 5 or 5:30? It starts at 6. Okay.
Get there at 5:30.
That's a lot of movie stars and celebrities. Okay. All right.
Okay. We're
going to move on to manager's report.
I don't have any report this evening other than to remind you that the State of the Town is Saturday night.
What time is it?
It's at, be there at 5:30 because there's lots of movie stars coming.
Get on the red carpet. We'll leave that to Frank Morgan.
District legal.
Nothing further from me.
Do we have any subcommittee meetings? There was a Parks and Recs meeting, and there were a few items on there. I was at the meeting, and I've been to so many meetings, I don't remember what we discussed at that meeting in particular. Maybe someone could help.
We discussed primarily the, if you recall, if you recall, that was the meeting that we had discussion on the disposition and possible uses of some one-time revenues that we received. And that, those came back to the board at the workshop on Saturday. And those will be coming back to the board on February the 17th to give formal direction to staff.
Thank you very much for bringing my memory back to me. We were talking about it somewhere last Saturday. Any other?
We just had water, wastewater meeting, and we're going to be, we're looking, it's the oldest contract's up, and we're in the process of analyzing that, and we'll be bringing that to the board for action in the next few months.
Okay, we'll go forward with correspondence. Looks like there was some correspondence. PTA Spring Gala, I think we all got a mention of that. There's a public request for information on employee compensation. Who? We don't see
standard.
It's an annual through the Bay Area News Group.
What's that guy's name?
Keel.
Thomas
Peel. Thomas Peel, yes.
Is there any future agenda items the board would like to have? Seeing none, at this particular point, 7:36, meeting adjourned.